Arizona is known for its hot temperatures and dry landscape, but climate change has taken Arizona's weather to a new level.
We have already always had challenges due to heat and due to water. And unfortunately, the climate predictions suggest that the Arizona region is going to become both hotter and drier.
That's Dr. Sonia Klinsky, an associate professor at the School of Sustainability at Arizona State University. She says Arizona is expected to see higher and extreme spikes in temperature.
And it especially has immediate negative impacts on those people who are most exposed to heat or most vulnerable to heat.
Those vulnerable will be people who work outside, the elderly, children, and those who lack access to air conditioning. Klinsky says that she is also concerned for the future of water in Arizona.
Water is going to be an enormous issue. It already is an enormous issue in the Southwest, and it is just going to become even more of a complicated issue.
The Southwest is experiencing severe drought. One of its most recent indicators is the decrease of water in Lake Mead from the Colorado River.
The importance of the water system and its interconnectedness to our food systems, to our energy systems, to how we live in our daily lives, you really can't overstress how important it is.
Throughout the years, the reservoir has lost significant amount of water due to the overuse of it to feed major cities across the Southwest. Drought has also played a role in the loss of water.
It is a lifeblood of the Western states. So if it was to have even more radically reduced flows, it's going to have unbelievable implications for all of those people and non-humans all the way up and down its trajectory.
The effects of climate change call on longtime activist Pita Juarez to take action.
We're currently in a drought where we have extreme heat that we needed to be at the table when we're talking about what is environmental justice and environmental racism look for Latinx people.
Juarez is Chispa's National Communication and Creative Strategies Director, a Latinx program of the League of Conservation Voters.
In Arizona, we are working on organizing our communities here. So you'll see a lot of mamas, promotoras, but also a lot of youth who are organizing themselves for many different things.
Chispa Arizona works on clean energy campaigns and hosts educational events around climate justice to shed light on extreme heat and the harsh realities it has on vulnerable communities.
Really thinking about the critical times that are going to come and how are we preparing ourselves as a state, as communities, as people sometimes who have language barriers of how to communicate that.
Juarez says preparing community members to testify at the legislature and holding polluters accountable is a significant step to addressing climate change.
Clean, renewable energy, also working towards a better democracy, and how are we organizing more Latinx people here in Arizona for climate justice?
Chispa Arizona is currently working on improving Phoenix's public transit system, an initiative part of the Clean and Green campaign to reduce the effects of climate change in Arizona. In Phoenix, Arizona, Alexandra Mora Medina.